attorneys, one, Mizell, decides he's going to start building HUD apartments for Milman because they could have unlimited HUD units. So he does that, starts MDC Holdings. Whether it's good for Mizell Development Corp or Milman Development Corp, I don't know. MDC Holdings owns Silverado Savings and Loan later on. Neil Bush, director, Iran-Contra money laundering among theft of the federal treasury up the Ying Yang with artificial loans. Wow. This Jewish thing has been around for a long time, going way back with Meyer Lansky and before, and their New World Order plans and their control. Milman, before his death, started what was called Great West Life, a subsidiary of Power Financial. Great West Life of Denver later became Western Savings that collapsed. Great West Life owns HSBC Bank, Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corp, the world's largest bank. That's where the key money laundering from drug operations go between that and the, and I'm giving out something to the feds if they want it. Right there, out of Denver, Colorado, run by Larry Mizell and Norman Brownstein, who became the attorney to Milman, who later becomes the top CIA, sixth of the CIA council, the Daddy Bush, when he's CIA director. Now, where's the, where they intertwined that? Leonard Milman and Daddy Bush to the OSS. It ties a bigger New World Order right after World War II, which tied in with Israel becoming a nation. Prescott Bush was Brown brother and Harriman, and he was charged with trading with the enemy. He was Daddy Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush's father. Leonard Milman's father, Lou Milman, owned GFC Finance out of Chicago, Illinois. He was laundering the drug money and other money that Prescott Bush was doing. Later, Milman steals his company with John King of King Resources that controlled the North Slope oil lease, the Alaskan pipeline. They got all the oil rights. Today, Milman and Daddy Bush, Henry Kissinger, General Russell Bowen, my friend, who's now dead, the Immaculate Deception book he wrote about Daddy Bush, and in there it's significant about the Kennedy murder. Yeah, it's a good read. The OSS was called the Brown Shoe Boys, the 79, the super program. Most people don't know that. It became the CIA with Dulles in charge. Remember when Kennedy was murdered, he had just fired Alan Dulles. Dulles becomes what? He becomes the guy in charge of the Warren Commission when they whacked the president. These were the Brown Shoe Boys that did it. Russell Bowen wasn't involved, but Daddy Bush was, and I got ties with Leonard Milman in there because he was financing Jack Ruby's nightclubs. He was financing them, and who did Jack Ruby shoot? Oswald, get rid of the passing. Now, go further. The New World Order, they worked it all the way up. Iran, Contra, October Surprise. It's all the same people. It's these Brown Shoe Boys. Several of them are occupied by these aliens today that are alive. I believe Daddy Bush is still alive. I think he's down in Paraguay in that mountain range or that hill range down there with this big aquifer, the cleanest water in the world. And they sent a boring machine down there several years ago, U.S. Air Force boring machine that was top secret at the time, and they drilled a hole through the place for Daddy Bush and his Batman caves. What are they after? They're contaminating the waters of the planet. They themselves want to survive. I believe Daddy Bush is down there now. You know, there's people in Arizona. Joe lives down in Arizona, and they're reporting in Miranda Air Base that Daddy Bush, CIA Air Base, that he was seen there. Strictly speculation, but let's put it to reality. It probably is. Now, this character in Denver is the Jewish mob controller. The Jewish mob controller for America and Canada. His name is Larry Mizell. Except there's 12 others with him. And what's interesting is most of them are Jews. Patrick Wu could be on the Chinese side of the equation. But this guy These two APEC directors, Larry Mizell and Norman Brownstein, were on the board of directors with Silver Dollar Savings, with Neil Bush, where they were laundering Iran-Contra drug money from Mena, Arkansas, and the Clintons and the whole bit. Shorten bigger time. This guy controls Bibi Netanyahu, created APEC. Bibi Netanyahu and Larry Mizell, tied side by side, are blackmailing the President of the United States, Donald Trump. That group of Jews have been trying to assassinate him. He's got taste testers dead. He's had his stomach pumped here about 6 weeks ago, whatever it was. The last taste tester was hospitalized. And I believe that this Jewish group is one of the two that Joe talked about earlier. Now, what are they trying to bring about? New world order and the destruction of the human race, bottom line. And it's not all coming out of Israel. It's coming out of the 12 disciples of Satan, the aliens, and their agenda. It just so happens to be that they've made all this miraculous stuff happen. They put out these propaganda Bibles. They put out this organized religion crap. They try to subdue everybody into their thinking. I'm thinking is there's Jesus Christ, God Almighty, and then there's the evil side, which is the devil, which are these fallen aliens, fallen angels that are here on the planet that we're having the problem with. Now, you mentioned earlier, what are they trying to do? They're trying to exterminate the human race. They're chemtrailing us, filling our lungs and our bodies with the small particles of metal to make us the signature on the planet and light us up. Make us sick when they want us sick. Now, they're controlling HARP, weather modification, run out of Colorado Springs, folks, underneath the Air Force base out there, part of HARP, where they planted the aliens. Leonard Millman and Daddy Bush built their HARP plant right up on their oil lease land so they can later on use it for weather modification, of which they do. If you watch your weather channel and you watch the jet stream and how it always comes off a heart before we have a mass amount of split in the jet stream, part of it hits Northern California, part of it hits the southern part, comes over Joe and they dump ice on him that he's never had before this past year. Whammo, hits the Midwest, down on the southern end, it's over Texas, and over on the north side, it's over Minnesota. Running a huge wave of terror storms across America. When they blew away Joplin, Missouri, a few years back, I said, or not Joplin, the city next to it, I said, wait a minute, 8 out of 10 people are dead, people are reporting in the newspaper and on social media, they're finding papers, personal papers of people's in the backyard in St. Louis, Missouri, 350 miles away. No bodies. I asked Otis, I said, what the hell was that? That was hard. That was intentional. He says, Stu, it's Daddy Bush and his weather wars. They're going to kill half the population with the weather modification. HARP is able to shoot death rays out of it now, folks. HARP. This invisible HARP that's up there. They can make it shoot death rays. All they have to do is keep a volcano alive for the energy to do this with. A volcano. Now, we got weather modification. We got chemtrails lighting us up. And now we have 5G. That we really don't need. Our telephones are weapons enough. And all of a sudden, when they installed 5G, which is China first, all of a sudden, they're lit up like Christmas trees. I've got some excellent videos up there you need to see. Now, I got a friend that's a nurse. Listen up. She's been on the show before. Was having double periods in her neighborhood because they installed 5G. Her brain started swelling. Pus was coming out of her ear. They buried the 5G off the towers, buried it in the middle of the street in the neighborhood. Now her period's gone back to normal. They're electrocuting us. It's part of their agenda. In my opinion, I support Trump and his policies totally. I think he's made one hell of a lot of mistakes. If he were to be ordained to be put in there, or whatever, the American people put him in. He said, no Bush and no Clinton. I said, this guy, we've got to look at him. I support him. I defended him. He's made one hell of a lot of picks that were a mistake. But now he realizes he's screwed. Look at what he's done. He's fired 70 National Security Council members. They're lying to me over Ukraine and all this other stuff. And these other wars. He's already said he's going to stop the war in Afghanistan and Iraq. He said this past week. Is he bold? Let's see if he does it. I'm not spoiling. Has made with spies that what Joe has talked about the mega group that Whitney Webb wrote about, the Epstein crowd. He made a mistake because he married a Jewish woman and he had a daughter, Ivanka. And it's the apple of his eye, folks. She doesn't believe in Jesus Christ. Her husband doesn't. And I forgot, what are they, Orthodox Joe, I think. Ivanka and okay. And so, you know, there is influence because of his daughter and his son-in-law, who was also, by the way, his son-in-law is a strange character. I think he's a Mossad operative, Israeli Mossad operative, folks. And I say that because Leonard Melvin was stealing the oil from Yukos Oil, and then after 9-1-1, they think they're going to run that Caspian Sea pipeline, Daddy Bush and Milman and Kissinger and all of them down through the northern end of the Kapisan Yugoslavia oil basin, the second largest oil find in the world, after 9-1-1, and they're going to run it down with a pipeline through Afghanistan that they just attacked in the northern part, but then get it in behind Iran. They've already worked it out with the Pakistanians, and they're going to run this pipeline to the Persian Gulf. They're going to make all this money. Chevron and Pennzoil, Daddy Bush and J.E. Lippy, that go back to the murder of Kennedy. Okay? And beyond that, October surprise, all kinds of stuff. There's the point. That's what 9-1-1 was over, part of it. The dropping of our towers so they could attack to bring that pipeline in. President Putin found out, wow, why is Milman and Kissinger and Daddy Bush all over here meeting with the president of Yukos, which is acting as management for the Russian oil, He finds out the guy's committing fraud, stealing oil, and all kinds of stuff. Income tax evasion, has him arrested on. Here he let him out about a year and a half ago. This was, or whatever it was, 2 years ago, and he ran back to Israel. That was the point. Leonard Goldman was hauling all that oil off the northern or the western slope of Russia and one of its platforms out in the ocean. And he was selling it to Israel, getting it for free from the Yukos guy, his buddy, and he was shipping it down there and selling it to Israel for 50 cents on the dollar. They were stealing Russian oil. Now, when he got caught and he gets thrown in jail right after 9-1-1, there's a guy named Jared Kushner, who becomes the broker between the Russian government and the Yukos oil, selling it now to Israel. So he became friends of Russian Putin, and he claims, and he became friends with Bibi Netanyahu. He made about $2.5 billion during that period of time before he went to the White House with the current president, his father-in-law. Now, who's the one? My question is, who's the one that pushed President Trump, which a lot of Christians woke up to, a lot missed it, when he said, oh yeah, we're going to put an embassy in Jerusalem. Under the Palestinian Accord Agreement, which Jimmy Carter was involved with, and where Sadat of Egypt got killed over later, a little bit, because of the Palestinian-Israeli agreement, Jerusalem would never be the capital of Israel, period. I put an embassy there, Mr. President. You're saying, is that the current president, or the current capital of Israel? Or are you just putting it there for your future Antichrist? That was a big question I have. And who told him to do it? Now, number two, is he signed a peace pact recently? Because I heard he was being blackmailed and threatened, some kind of a new agreement, a 7-year pact or something. And there's Bibi over there, and he's looking like, you piece of shit. I hear he's being blackmailed up the yin-yang. He had good intentions. Now I see how they control. They probably shape-shifted in front of the few giants. Hey, we get rid of your ass. Now, whether he is standing for us or not, I don't know. But I know one thing. Their agenda is Israel and Jerusalem to be the capital of the world. And they have control, folks. If you look at today's stock market, what has happened, dropped about 1,000 points. I guarantee you Daddy Bush and Larry Mizell are involved deeply in shorts and puts. And they'll walk away with a move like that, they'll walk away $3 or $4 trillion in one day off a 1,000-point move doing their shorts and puts. They're just squeezing the economy a little bit more because of this thing of this coronavirus, supposedly. Let me tell you something. They're in control now. The next game, what do I think it might be? Oh, money is passing the virus. Passing cash around. Oops, gonna stop cash. You just go to credit and debit. You got some mark. Hey, you want to do business? Buy and sell. Better go get your bank card. Wow. Is that what Alon said? They had to have mark of the piece? Pretty mark. The driver's license is right after 2000 became part of a compact law, folks. Pretty marked up. They don't need national ID. Bush was talking about, I did because the Christians went nuts. Oh, yeah, they did go nuts. Oh, that's the mark of the beast. ID card, national ID card. Hey, the compact law with the states, they call it, intertwined it. They got a mark on you, folks. They got a chip in your card. They know where you're at any time. At any time, the only way you can hide your chip that's in your ID card and driver's license is to get a lead pouch. Buy them on the internet. Redline pouch. Same way with your cell phone. You lit up like a friggin' Christmas tree. The only way you're going to get out of that is to pull the cover off the back of your cell phone, pull your battery, and pull your chip out. Now, you say, oh, will the battery stop it? No, they can triangulate off the cell phone towers and pick out where you're at. They know where you're at any time, unless you do these things. You get better sleep, by the way, if you undo your cell phone or unplug any Wi-Fi or anything in your house coming in. You want privacy, you have to unplug your telephone, because since the early 1990s, when they outlawed Japanese and Chinese televisions, until they complied with new U.S. laws, which is you got to have this little picture taker inside a listening device inside your television, or you don't sell your product to Americans. We're all screwed. We're all being listened to. They know every move you make. Now, how do you get away from that? The power of God Almighty, Jesus Christ, and prayer, belief, and faith. That's the way you get away from it. And that's just part of it. But we're all coming into a time frame where the human race is being destroyed. And we can't point the finger at all the Jews of the world, because that isn't it. It's an alien satanic agenda to get rid of the human race. Have enough of us down here to be their slaves to their little New World Order game, is what it comes down to. They were put here to test us. We were crazy in God's image, folks. Think about it. That's it, Paul.
I think that's a really powerful message to end on today. Joel, do you have a further comment?
Yes. There is a big agenda. It is as big as HAARP. It is as big as the centralization of money. It is what is called the Great Population Replacement. And this is not by hundreds, it's by thousands upon thousands upon thousands that are being pushed into Europe, United States, Canada, and Australia. We have now Somalians in Minneapolis, Minnesota, over 150,000 of them. The UN gave a test. Their average IQ is 62. You have people who are a third world mentality putting into a first world country. It is absolutely destructive.
And I might add to that, there's a picture on my website, the very last bottom right column, folks. And you can see the two Somalians, Kenyan Somalians, that were hired by the Obama Clinton crowd to assassinate me.
So the point that is being made here, in Sweden alone now, they've had 249 bombings. 249. Some of them with grenades, some of them with planted explosives, and full automatic weapons fire, where cars are burned nightly. The government of Sweden has lost control. It is the same thing in France. There are areas now, one-third of France, you cannot go into because it's under the control of the Middle Easterner or the African. Ireland is absolutely being inundated by Africans. They are being pushed and shipped here as refugees. In this last year, I can tell you, I had contacts down in El Paso, Texas, where I personally, over a video, watched these Hondurans come through. And in this one spot, under the Santa Fe Bridge that connects El Paso to Juarez, in that 24-hour period, 2,500 Hondurans and Guatemalans came through there. 2,500 in a 24-hour period, and that was just in one place. And this has absolutely happened up and down the border. I think it was last June, they had 12,000 Congolese come through on refugee status at Laredo.
Our battle is certainly more than flesh and blood, but we are clearly being inundated in the Western nations.
In all aspects. And that has to be a very important point, because over here in Arizona, we are being inundated from Californians escaping California because it's unlivable. You have in San Francisco alone poop maps. I'll say that again, poop maps. These are maps that show where you have the street people or you're homeless, where they just poop on the street. And you have needles all over the place. In LA County, there are over 52,000 homeless people. 52,000. Same thing in Seattle, Portland. You have an absolute deterioration of the inner city structure. This year alone, there were 595,000 assaults. Of that 595,000 assaults, 535,000 of them were committed by black on white. That's where they get you down and just beat the crap out of you. In other words, this assault of the bringing down of Western civilization is well underway. in all aspects. And the only way that I know that you can stop this is become involved in your community. Like, for instance, we almost lost a big battle with the Second Amendment. And folks, we will need that Second Amendment to keep the barbarian away, because in France and in Sweden, you have no self-defense, none. In England, over 1 million rapes on English women by Middle Easterners and Africans. 1 million. In other words, it is a takedown of Western civilization through all aspects, and try to get involved in your community at the city level and at the county level and at the state level. And protect your Second Amendment.
Now, this is the movement that's going on with the Second Amendment is basically a spinoff from what happened in Virginia. And they call them sovereignty counties.
Sanctuary cities.
Sanctuary
counties for the Second Amendment.
And folks, Google it. There's a lot out there. Get involved in that. That's one way. I'll tell you, right after 9/11, they passed the Patriot Act without even reading it. The Congress, the Senate, the control bastards. There were 500 or 600 or 700 cities within 4 years and counties and states that said no. No to the Patriot Act. No to the Patriot Act, folks. You can do it too. We call petitions as another way to get the slime ball out of there. Look up their financial statements. It's right there available on the House.gov. Look it up, Library of Congress, it's there. Find out who contributed to them. If it's the APEC boys, you know they're controlled. I heard from Otis Johnson. I said, Otis, how many of them are cloned up there in the United States Congress? He says, two. He says, about 6 out of 10 of them have been cloned, and most of the rest of them have been chipped so they can control them. The aliens, folks, the aliens, the 12 above the president. Larry Mizell, Daddy Bush, Henry Kissinger, David Rockefeller, Meyer Rothschild, Patrick Wu, Ensuar Ben Shri, the head rabbi in Israel, that controls Bibi along with Larry from here. Patrick Wu, Pope Benedict, looted up Paul Wilbur, Bill Grace. Those are the 12 disciples of Satan, the 12 controllers of the money, the 12 top alien fallen angel possessed human beings. They need to be shut down. I calculated it out. What they're worth in America and how much they have stolen. If we put them in jail and took their assets for all the crimes they've done and divided it back up among the American people, sold the entire assets back to the American people. These are shopping centers. These are malls. These are high rises. This is all the stuff they own. And sold it back that they stole to the American people at 50 cents of the dollar over a 10-year period of time. It would eliminate the national debts of each state of the United States, and it would distribute over a 10-year period of time at 50 cents on the dollar. It's been overinflated. It would put $1.5 million in pocket of every American. I figured it out one day. It's an idea. Mr. President, get rid of your attorney general. Hire somebody like Brett Landreth that's got the balls to go kick him in the teeth. Hire me. I'll be happy to do it. You don't have to be an attorney to do it. We can clean the country up real quick. I got enough stuff to arrest half the Congress and Senate. I got enough to arrest all the past administrations. Why don't we clean this problem up? We need to do something. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, generally speaking, change, any sort of change requires willingness and capacity. And at least amongst us three, there is tremendous willingness. What we're up against is we have an audience that's listening, and I think for the most part, they're right with us, and they agree with most of what we're saying. But it's going to take critical momentum, and it's going to take willingness and capacity from a lot of people. And we're trying to present information, and we're having a very powerful dialogue. And I hope that what we've done today is generate some willingness and capacity to get involved. And but more importantly, I think that the power of prayer and our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the hero of humanity, the savior of the world, God's gift to us, he redeems us. I think we all need to go into some serious prayer mode. We need to search the scriptures, and we need to continue dialogues like this and generate further momentum. And I'm very grateful to both of you guys. Consider you brothers in the Lord, and let's revisit this soon.
Well, I'm agreeing with Joe. You got any last comment?
You got it.
Okay, I just want to add something. Because one of the ones that I pointed to, Larry Mizell, because he's, you know, trying to screw with me all the time, there's a little posting up there someone had done. I think I know who it is, but they have a site, and it's like a playbook off my website, folks, things I've put out over the years. I said, nice job. I have it at the top banner on my website. It points to Larry Mizell. This is written back in October of 2019. Nice job. I give credit where credit's due. Now, I added some links in there, folks, in the banner. Click on it. I added some financial crime links of Larry Mizell so you'd understand one of the ways that they did this. How did they steal America from Americans? Well, there's Jump on Daisy Chain. There's BCCI, Bank of Credit Commerce International, which my good friend Jonathan Beatty of Time Magazine wrote the book because I brought him in. He did the Silver Auto stories. Now, there's those links. Those came from attorneys. Those came from spooks. Those came from real players. Take a look at those timelines. Shouldn't these people be prosecuted? I think so. With that said, you're going to have to clean the country up, Mr. President. You got to get rid of that attorney general. Remember you tweeting out 1 year ago, my legacy as the president will be that I clean the Justice Department up. Well, so far, sir, you have it. You need to hire the right friggin' people to do it. Now, folks, I'm going to ask everybody to be in agreement, to help with God Almighty. Do it on your own. We got to pray that God Almighty brings this filth to salvation. I have found out when you pray for somebody's salvation, oh, boy, better stand back. God's either going to bring them to their hands and knees or they're going to end up dead. I want people to be praying for the leaders, not only Donald Trump and all the surrounding, but the Congress and the Senate, and to start getting active in doing something other than just prayer. Because God will lift this evil. I have one problem. A hang-up. Every time man, civilization, has made an agreement with the aliens, the fallen angels, it came to destruction. With that said, gentlemen, any last comments?
Nope.
Okay. I want to thank you, Professor Joe. Yes, Paul. I want to thank you for coming on, Professor Paul. They're both educators, folks, and they're both very knowledgeable of what's going on. Take a listen once again, because it's probably going to take you two shows to listen to the intelligence that just came out. This is real hardcore. This is knowledge. And wisdom and knowledge. It's the only thing we gain in life, wisdom and knowledge. But what do you do with it? You do evil or you do good? With that said, this is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is February the 24th, 2020. I'm signing off, folks. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Joe.